Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate Collins with us every Wednesday talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. Are they in trouble? Can they get out of this losing skid that they're on right now? Losers of their last two games. Joe O, Sammy P. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. We're breaking down the National Football League card for this week's number 7. We start with a big upset last night. We'll see what's in store going down this weekend. We also have a pair of really good Monday night games. The card Sunday isn't so great, but the Monday night games, really looking forward to. This could be the best game of the day. Eagles and the Vikings. So we've got the Eagles as a short road favorite. Over at BetMGM, they have it -2. You'll find plenty of 1.5s out there. So let's call it Eagles -2, low total of 44. Extra rest for Philly. They're coming off that Thursday night loss against the Giants when they were favored by 7.5 points. You know, Jalen Carter, I think it looks like he's going to play. He did not play in that loss to the Giants. He's always big. You have the Za'Darius Smith retiring story that a lot of people don't know a ton of details about. Yesterday, they upgraded Quinyon Mitchell. So it certainly looks like Philadelphia is getting healthier. When people are going to point to Za'Darius Smith and all that, overall, their defense is getting healthier, so they should be ready. The problem is the numbers have looked really bad for the Eagles. And the Vikings also, like I mentioned, extra rest for the Eagles. Well, the Vikings are coming off a bye. So you have a really smart pair of coaches in Minnesota, and they've got extra time to prepare. And this Eagles team, I don't know that this is the week that they're going to end up turning that offense around. I mean, Flores is as respected as anyone. That defense, #2 in the NFL EPA per play, #1 EPA per dropback. So I'm not sure that this is going to be some big Jalen Hurts performance. We're waiting on Saquon. When's last year Saquon going to show up? Not sure. It looks like it's going to be Carson Wentz on the field. Sam, what do you think about this game?
I can't get there with Wentz. I shouldn't. Shouldn't say I can't. I won't get there with Wentz. There we go. Had to correct myself on the fly. Not betting Wentz against this Eagles team. I expect Carter to play. You mentioned Mitchell. Look, the Eagles are just a better team, and I think you get them on the cheap. If we made this number before the season, what is it? 4? Philly 4? And yesterday I was able to lay some Philly 1. So just from a number standpoint, from a buy low standpoint, I'm there. Philly also has extra time to prepare. I know Minnesota comes off the bye, but Philly played on Thursday and got embarrassed by the Giants. So they've had to stew about that for a week and a half going into this game. You know me, too. I'm Minnesota playoff guy this year. I need them to make the playoffs, and I feel terrible about this spot, having to face a pissed-off Eagles team that needs to get right. I think it'd be better for them to go on the road, honestly, though. I think this is a really good spot for Philly, and I did find myself laying 1 yesterday.
Yep, I was going to bring up that exact point. It's tough to play there up in Minnesota. You've talked many times. You've experienced that, what it's like up there.
All game.
Right? All damn game. Shut up. But would you rather be telling the opposing fans to shut up or your own fans? Because if they're in Philadelphia, exactly, They're getting it even worse.
They're getting booed by their home fans.
Yeah, that might be a worse situation. I get it. On Wentz, I was curious, so I compared the numbers. And remember, McCarthy wasn't out there much. It's a very small sample size. But weeks 1 and 2 when McCarthy was out there, EPA per play, Minnesota, dead last, #32. With Wentz, since week 3, EPA per play, they're #16. So the argument is they were bad with JJ and they're average with Wentz. Don't know that he's average, facing a better defense this week, but they've been average since week 3 when he's been out there. So maybe they're not in a big rush to get McCarthy out there. He was limited on both Wednesday and Thursday. I do wonder, big picture wise, what is the plan here? What are we doing? Because last year we were planning for JJ, and then they didn't really like what they saw in the first couple games, and they go right to Wentz. It doesn't feel like they're rushing to get McCarthy back on the field. I don't know. I think this is a really good Vikings teaser spot. You get them to +8, low total, at home. Eagles by margin, not how they're looking right now. I'm not buying that. So I like a Vikings teaser. If you're forcing me to pick the game, I would probably go Vikings. I think they can win. If they lose three straight games and then you get extra rest and you lose, you know, a mini bye, right? At Minnesota against Carson Wentz. Oh, Paul, how loud does it get there? Season over? That's what they're going to be saying.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, had a little bit of a mishap there technically. It was like if they lose the Carson Wentz, like the implosion will happen. Now, kind of like we talked about with the Cardinals going to Indy, and like everything's falling apart. I do kind of like the implosion reversal. Like everyone's talking implosion, and I think that's real. I think they're teetering, but I think this is a good get right spot. I like the road spot. Look, they can't lose to Carson Wentz. They can't lose to Carson Wentz. The city will lose its mind. Carson Wentz is look, you can't lie about the numbers, like with the EPA numbers you laid out. But Wentz is going to do something really dumb that's going to like be a terrible turnover or clock management or just something really dumb, like throwing the ball left-handed. Wentz interception -113. That's a bet.
Seems cheap. So, all right, so we're heads up on this one, Joe. I got Eagles, you got Vikings.
Eagles have the Giants next week for revenge, too. You got Wentz revenge, and then we got Giants revenge right after that. And then they go to a bottom.
A lot of revenge.
They have to win this game. Have to. Man, it's going to be fun no matter what happens. Because if they win, then everybody's going to say, well, they're going to get the Giants next week. All is good. They're going to be 6-2. Before they have a couple of tough games. So it's going to be a big swing game for the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, marching on, we've got the Saints marching on to Chicago. 5.5-point dog, believe that. The Bears, maybe the biggest point spread that they're going to be favored by all season long, probably will be. Bears coming off a Monday night win, so it's a short week for the Bears. And, Sam, we haven't seen this line move all week, man. Well, now it's starting to dip a little bit finally. Okay.
Oh, it got hit. Somebody came in and bet the Saints yesterday night and also this morning. I see a lot of Vegas books, 4.5 now. Yep. BetMGM has one of the higher prices in the market at 5. There's some 5.5 offshore, but you know, a lot of times those books are just trying to write bets. Clearly they need to write some Saints bets at that point. But I see Serco, Westgate, South Point, all 4.5. Look, the reality is the Bears, while they are 3-2, let's say it how it is. They're 3-2, 3 wins, 2 losses. They're 2 plays away from being 1-4, right? Mm-hmm. I think if Matt Eberflus was the coach, they'd be 1-4. They would have found a way to not block the field goal and they would have missed the kick against Washington. Like, I really feel that way. This Ben Johnson thing, though, is real in the sense that this team thinks that they can win. And that's really good for a franchise that historically finds ways to stub its toe. But if you're following the numbers and you believe in things like plus minus and regression and all that, the Bears have a winning record, but the Bears have a -15. So that's just sort of the truth of the matter. That's not a take. That's a stat. 3-2, minus 15. Well, they got blown out by the Lions. Well, yeah, you want us to just erase that game from our memory? I hate when people do that. Well, if you take the Lions game out, it's not that bad. Okay, so we're just going to take out all the bad things and keep all the good things. We have to paint the whole picture. The reality is also the Bears are bad against the run. So if the Saints in the rain can get that run game going and open up play action, this could be a one-score game. I got a buddy, Sweet Lips, who goes to every game. He goes, I would never lay 5.5 here. He's a huge Bears fan. He goes to every single game. Paul's met him. He's been at the tailgates. He goes, I would never lay 5.5. And I go, good, because it's 4.5. And he said, well, that makes sense. He goes, this is a bad spot for us.
Yep.
One man's opinion, I guess. But I would not be laying the points. I took 5.5. And in the contest, in our Chicago contest, our number is 5. I have that popped in as one of my 5.
Well, the spot is 3 straight wins. Now you're going home after back-to-back road wins. Call them lucky, whatever you want to call it. It is what it is. Back-to-back road wins, you go home. And this is what the old Vegas guys would call a sandwich spot, right? Up next, going to Baltimore, probably Lamar's return. Everything on the line. The division there for him. Pittsburgh loses last night, right? The idea was, they're going to win the division easily. No, they lost Cincinnati last night. And then you go to Cincinnati. And now it's not Jake Browning. It's Joe Flacco slinging it 50 times. Oh, does the season turn here? I don't know. Maybe. Are they going to win 4 straight games? I would bet against that. I'll just put it this way. This is one of the higher point spreads of the week. Bears will have 0 of my survivor plays, and I have a number of entries.
None.
0. Go ahead, take them. I know they're going to be taken by people. People are going to say,
hater.
Oh, it's the only time to take the Bears. Fine. Could be your only time to take an L, and then you're eliminated. So I'm not interested in doing this. Saints have a good run defense. Swift was a monster. I would be surprised if he backs up Monday's performance. Does that again against the Saints rushing defense. Raiders have a good rushing defense. Did nothing against them. Okay? This matchup, I'd be shocked if that were to happen again. I'm on the Saints in this one. Now I'm thinking twice. Like, you've got to act now. This thing could get to 4. It wouldn't surprise me if we get there. 4, 3.5, somewhere in that range by Sunday morning. That makes more sense.
Nope.
That's what the line should be, probably.
Yeah, I think it should be 3.5, 4. So if you take the 4.5, 5, now BetMGM still has a 5. It's a little pricey on the dog side. You got to lay $1.15. But could this not just be 24-20, 21-17 final, Bears win, Saints cover? I don't think the back door is ever going to slam shut. I guess I shouldn't say ever, but I don't feel like the Bears are going to blow them out. And Paul brought up – go ahead, Paul. Bring up the revenge angle here on the Saints. Go for it.
So I don't know if many people know about this. I didn't until I saw the headline, but I guess Spencer Rattler got benched for Caleb Williams at Oklahoma before Rattler then just went to South Carolina, and then Caleb went to USC, and this was like 7 years ago. So there's that.
Crazy. Crazy. Rattler's not awful. I'll say that. A lot of weeks I'm expecting him to be terrible for the Saints. He hasn't been bad. I'm not saying he's good. He just hasn't been as bad as people were expecting. All right, we were just talking about the Commanders-Bears game from Monday night. Well, you've got the Commanders as a short road favorite going to Dallas. Interesting line in this divisional matchup. Washington -2 at BetMGM. Hold on. This total's 55, Sam.
A lot of points for a really good quarterback with a bunch of weapons. I think CeeDee Lamb's coming back too for Dallas. That's sort of the rumor around the bend. So you get Lamb on one end, Pickens on the other, Dak at home on the turf, fast track, indoors. We get points here. I don't know that I'd love to bet over 55 when I could have gone over 52 and 52.5 and 53. You're definitely late to the over party. Not that it can't win. Dallas in a teaser, 1.5 to 7.5. Talk me off that one.
I can't. I guess the only thing I could come up with is, do you like to tease big total games? shootouts because it opens the door for one team winning by double digits, but I get it. So Terry McLaurin was downgraded yesterday.
To return, it says. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. McLaurin downgraded, non-participant in Thursday's practice. That's not good. Tells me he's not playing. Why is Washington favored in this game?
Because the Bears are elite? Question mark.
Okay. And the Bears killed Dallas, right? Yeah, you could play that game. Yeah, they have no defense. I don't think McLaurin's playing. I don't love the spot for Washington. They do need it. They don't want to fall to 3-4 on the season. Which team has a better quarterback right now? I think people would jump up and say Daniels. I don't know that that's the case the way that Dak's playing this year.
Well, Dak's weapons are healthier. I mean, if Daniels has to go again without McLaurin and Noah Brown, it's not really a fair fight in terms of comparing the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I lean to the Dallas side. I like them as a dog. I think they could easily win this game. So, coming off the loss at Carolina, maybe you're getting a little bit of value there. That could explain it. Joe O, Sammy P, we continue breaking down this NFL card. Kelly in Vegas, top of the hour on the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.